the country, they're having brainwashing drills of taking over schools. Or they'll use a shootout across town to shut down half the schools and tell the kids terrorists are coming to get them. It's all part of re-education, brainwashing. LCR Power Plant hosts emergency drill today. Emergency response teams from Bastrop, Travis County, Hays County participating in the annual exercise designed to simulate disaster scenario that require the Regional Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear, and Explosives Task Force. That means U.S. Army will be there to coordinate response. That's the cover for the military taking over. Everybody's calling in asking about Obama's new government transition website. It's change.gov. And the thing about the American Stasi Corps is in the top navigation bar, just read it. I mean, I have to, like, spoon feed people are at the office now where stuff is. Just look at the links. Right at the top, America Serves. America Serves, right there. Or just say it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. I got a lot of callers here. We got Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts coming up in the next segment. I want to go to all your calls. But I was telling you, I have a 9/11 first responder. What does he want to call himself? What's his name, John? So he's John. It says 911 detective, whatever that means. Because I wanted police and military to call in about the open announcement of camps, the open announcement of secret arrests, the open announcement of Stasi forces. They're not just gearing up. They're doing it. So I appreciate you calling in, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. Very much behind what you are trying to accomplish here. It's just a twofold thing that I just wanted to ask you. I mean, I'm a 9/11 first responder. Actually, my badge number was 9/11 on 9/11. I don't know if that actually means anything, but you got to, me personally, because I've tried to turn all the cops on to you, but every time they listen, it's this, we're all a bunch of black boots type of guys.
No, you're right. I've said over and over again that I don't try to win people over for being friendly, and I'm like that in everything, and it's not as effective as I could be, but I hear about all these stories about cops arresting people for 9/11 videos, or I got cops on video coming up saying, your video camera's a gun, you threatened me with a gun, and laughing, and I always say it's not all the cops. I'm saying it's the jackboot element, and believe me,
all right. We call them tackleberries. You ever see Police Academy Tackleberry?
Yes.
We have them on the department. There's no doubt about it. They, you know, they're knuckleheads. They, you know, they're goofy. There's no doubt about that. But they're not, you know, they're not bad people. And tell you the truth, most cops that you deal with, now I'm not even like a real pro cop type of guy. I don't carry my gun off duty. You know, I don't walk around with the JCPD, Jersey City Police Department shirts on and all that stuff. I mean, that's goofy. But at the end of the day, these are good men going to work. And we're not just going to let people just come in and do this, Alex.
Well, they're sure trying.
Oh, yeah, they're going to. Yeah, absolutely. I'm on board with everything that you.
Let me just
about.
Tell you something.
You
I get. Listen, I'll be at Bilderberg covering it, and I got people calling up threatening to kill me and my family. So you start flipping out, okay? And so I start seeing the whole government as my enemy. I understand it's not everybody in the government. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I've had Austin cops walk up and say, you're not allowed to stand on the street corner and talk to people, you know, and I'm sick of it.
I would be the first one to say, listen, everything that you're saying is 100% correct. But when you're trying to, when you have law enforcement trying to turn people on to what you're speaking to, and then, I mean, I'm just speaking from my standpoint. I'm trying to turn people on, and every time they turn on, they're like, you know, they're referring to us as like, you know, we're like a whole bunch of hooded black boot crouch.
Well, you're not wearing the black boot outfit. I mean, you're not
that's
the
pretty much the weird.
Yeah, but you're not the you're not the special weapons attack team. I mean, I'm talking about specific. I'm talking about these cops in the Denver Post. They admit, and I was there, who were out there starting fights so they could attack the peaceful protesters. What about them?
Deal with. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, your phone's cutting out. Are you there? Yes, sir. You're listening to your radio. Don't hang up. Dr. Roberts is coming up, and I'm going to come back and let you finish up. Yeah, no, I didn't hang up on you, sir. Yes, I know it's ineffective. I can't help it. See, I don't put on an act here. I just tell you what I really think.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. So who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.s.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor at the Wall Street Journal, best-selling author, head of policy, Department of Treasury, under Ronald Reagan, is going to be joining us in about 2 minutes. I wanted to go back to John in New Jersey, a 9/11 detective. He sponsored Richard Gage, architect and engineer. Now I remember hearing about him, to come in and speak. So, and he's asking, why do you call us jackboot thugs? He's asking, we're now live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I've got to turn the lights on in here for the camera. He's asking, why do you say that? I'm talking about a government that's building FEMA camps and admitting it in the newspaper. I'm talking about a government that's saying they're going to have youth brigades and tattletale corps. I'm talking about a government under social engineering control that is turning America into a police state and throwing the Bill of Rights out the window in non-terror-related cases. And so the system, we're saying, is jackbooted. And I mean, in Austin every day, police take kids from homes without warrants, without indictments, without due process. And they go, well, I'm just following orders. And I've had Austin cops walk up and say, turn your camera off or stop talking on a street corner. You're not allowed to. And I go, but Austin's lost hundreds of lawsuits for this. And they say, we don't care. Turn your camera off. Get off the street. So that's who I'm talking about. And that's what I'm discussing. So, yes, I need to differentiate better. But the way the police have been organized, the way they're being trained, what's happening in this country, I mean, it's an us-against-them mentality. They say it's an us-against-them. And I know there are a lot of good police, and I know that I don't handle it right when I blanket just spew things. But, I mean, I'm freaked out, folks. You know, I'm straight-laced good guy, and I've had all sorts of stuff done to me by the police. Now, I've had the Austin police chief in here, and he claims he's a fan of the show, and I know people that know him privately that he didn't know me, and he talks about me at dinner parties and at radio stations behind the scenes and does an Alex Jones imitation. I understand that cops are just normal people, but I'm telling you, the cops and the firemen witnessed them take the black boxes off the pile. The cops, see all this evil going on. And I'm tired of hearing we're just doing our job. And now it's all coming to a head. The foreign banks are looting the country. But finishing up with what you were saying, John.
Alex, the way I'm seeing it, I had a mandatory evidence collection class sponsored by the state troopers, the New Jersey state troopers. And it was given by, you can Google it. His name is Jerry Lewis. And the opening salvo to the class was, I believe it was the Luftwaffe interrogator, the head interrogator. And I think Hans Schropp, I think that was the name, but he gives the opening salvo. It was a two-week class. Now, I'm the only one sitting in the class going, what is this? And he was like a fan. It was like it wasn't okay. Well, we appreciate the technique. It was like I'm a fan of the guy. Now, what? Are we becoming fans of interrogators that got shot down? Pilots got shot down after they survived that, but because he never put a hand on him. And this is the kind of thing that you speak to. And I picked up on that right away. My lieutenant told me, "Listen, just get out the door. Just go out and have a smoke. Do whatever you got to do." You know what I mean?
So he's telling you how great the Nazi interrogators are. Well, listen, I'd like to get you on as a guest sometime on the show. Okay, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I appreciate it. I've just had police do so much horrible stuff to me. I grew up in Rockville, Texas, where the police and the sheriff's department delivered the cocaine, the heroin, the marijuana. Now, I was never into drugs, but I lived in an upper-class neighborhood, upper-middle-class neighborhood, and witnessed the police delivering drugs, and then I'd see the same cops doing drug raids at the school. And I mentioned to them, hey, I was one time at a party and saw one of you guys delivering drugs there, and they said, we're going to kill you and your family, and we had to move out of that area of Dallas. So, my dad had one of the local lawyers call him and say, you need to get out of here, your son's going to be hung in a jail cell. And then later, the sheriff, Jack McCorder, went to prison for flying heroin and cocaine and marijuana into the Rockwall Airport. But listen, I got Dr. Roberts holding. I'm going to get into that. Point is, I can tell you a million stories. It's in the Denver Post that cops provocateur. Now, we told you that in Denver. Cops dress up. They go hit innocent people. The news cameras catch it, and they use that to then demonize the crowds. Now, we also got reports of Marines dressed up doing that. And we've caught them all. I mean, that's organized crime. Dr. Roberts, how do you explain this to people? Because you call it jackboot thugism. We're talking about the system, aren't we? We're not saying every cop is a jackbooter. I mean, can you answer his question? Because he says he sends cops to the show, and then it turns them off when I'm talking about that.
Right. Tyranny turns normal people into thugs. That's what it does. It gives orders. And then you either follow them or you're out of a job. Or they turn on you. And you become the victim. So that's the problem for decent people who serve the state. When it turns toward tyranny, and as you know and have pointed out so well, it doesn't happen all at once. It goes step by step. But as you turn to tyranny, it destroys the character of the people because they have to serve it or go down.
It's a slow seduction.
It's a slow seduction. Many people won't see it or won't see it until very late. Others will fool themselves. Others will say, to have a good opinion of what I'm doing, I have to believe the propaganda that these people we are brutalizing really are enemies. They really are terrorists. The demonstrators are unpatriotic and anti-American. And so a lot of people just have to believe that. They believe, they come to terms with propaganda in order to continue in the job. You know, this happens wherever there's tyranny.
You had hoped that Barack Obama, Dr. Roberts, would do some of the things he said 8-9 months ago. Now we're calling him Neocon Obama, who he's appointing, what he's doing, what he's saying. The carbon tax alone will destroy the country. Record gun sales, though.
Well, you know, he had to be elected because the Republicans, it's the only way to hold the Republicans accountable. I mean, we can't simply let the Republicans escape accountability for their crimes against the Constitution and human rights, for their violations of U.S. and international laws, for their lies and deceptions and all their financial crookedness. We can't just reelect them and say, well, you know, we forgive you for all those crimes and concentration camps and police state and all the rest. So he had to be elected because it's the only way the people can hold him, can hold the Republicans accountable.
But the establishment.
And that's the only reason I ever supported the Democrats or Obama. You know, it's Pravda put it after the election. An editorial in Pravda, the Russian newspaper, the old Soviet newspaper. Here's what they said. Only Satan would have been worse than the Bush regime. Therefore, it could be argued that the new administration in the USA could never be worse than the one which divorced the hearts and minds of Americans from their brothers in the international community, which appalled the rest of the world with shock and awe tactics that included concentration camps, torture, mass murder, and utter disrespect for international law. Well, that, if we didn't hold the Republicans accountable for that, what would the world think of us?
No, I understand. But now Obama has shown that he's going to kick it into high gear.
Well, I'm not surprised. You can't, you know, Obama is a showman. And his victory speech was magnificent. And the cameras panning all the, scanning the faces and the audience, you could see the hope and the belief in people's faces that propelled him to the presidency. But he can't bring change to Washington. Who can he appoint? There's nobody in the Washington crowd capable of bringing change. It's the same crowd. You know, we'll have all the Clinton retreads will be there. The people who bombed Serbia and committed war crimes in Serbia, Robert Rubin, the Clinton Secretary of the Treasury, who got Glass-Steagall repealed and is responsible as much as anybody for the current financial crisis.
Yes.
Holbrooke, Dennis Ross, these are all the criminals of the Clinton administration. They'll now simply be recycled in the government. And even if Obama knew anyone capable of helping him bring change, he wouldn't be able to get them confirmed by the Senate.
Well, his $2 billion.
Powerful interest groups would go in and block the appointment. So Washington, the only way you'll ever get change in Washington is a revolution. I think what's going to bring change is not the election of Obama. It's the fact that the United States has run out of money and run out of credibility.
Yep.
And has annoyed the world, and the world is organizing against us. We see the statements out of China, out of Russia, out of India, out of Brazil, out of Venezuela, out of Germany even, that they want a different kind of international community in which America isn't the ruler, it's just a member of the community.
All right, we're going to be right back, Dr. Roberts. We're going to be right back. We got two more segments with you today. When we get back, I want to talk about Obama and some of the new policies he's pushing, because it's bad. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 7, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $740. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $762.96, $381.48 for a half ounce, and $190.74 for quarter ounce. That's $762.96, $381.48, and $190.74.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2 ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
His book is out in stores nationwide right now. It's the Tyranny of Good Intentions. And we're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts today. Continuing with the discussion of the economy, as the former head of the Treasury, head of policy, where is the economy really right now versus the mainstream corporate press saying that we're not really in a recession yet and using all of this cooking of books? And then the added question, why were they more honest in the past about unemployment and recession and things? They still cooked it some. And then why do they just lie so much about that now? It would seem to me, reading Joseph Goebbels on propaganda, he said that sometimes too big a lie is too long, Once people know it's a lie, it discredits you, so it's better to tell some truth.
Well, what they did with the employment and inflation statistics is that over time, each administration monkeyed with it a little bit to make themselves look better, and any particular change didn't have much effect. But over, 30 years, they become cumulative and big effects. And the biggest things happened in the Clinton administration. Now, he did two things. One, he ceased, the government during Clinton's administration ceased to count discouraged workers as unemployed. If you're not actively seeking for a job, you're not considered in the labor force, and therefore, if you're discouraged and said, well, I've been trying to get a job for 5 years and can't get one, and I'm just staying home, I'm giving up, they don't count you anymore. And what they did to inflation, they changed the way they measure it such that comparisons pre-Clinton and post-Clinton aren't possible, because what Clinton did in order to cheat the Social Security recipients whose retirement checks were indexed to inflation, they wanted to hold down those payments, so they rigged the CPI to understate inflation. And one of the ways they did that was, for example, if the price of steak goes up in the index of all the weighted commodities in the basket of goods that they're measuring, price of steak goes up, it doesn't reflect anymore as inflationary. They simply assume people don't buy steak, they buy hamburger. So anytime the price of something goes up, they assume people switch to something, to a cheaper substitute. So the basket of goods is not constant, so you don't even know what you're measuring anymore.
You were saying unemployment's really at about 15% right now?
John Williams, a statistician who measures the unemployment rate the way it was traditionally measured by government prior to these changes, has it at about 15%, and the inflation rate is around 14%. So already these are terrible. This is a terrible situation. And of course, since the inflation rate is so understated, in the one that the government uses now, it makes it look like you've got real gross domestic product growth. But John Williams points out that when you measure inflation the way, say, it was measured in the Reagan years, you don't have any. We've been in a recession since 2006. Because by understating the inflation, any kind of GDP growth looks real. But if you put the real measure inflation in there, there's no increase in real growth since 2006, so we've been in a recession for 2 years already.
Yeah, let's jump to another topic, and then we'll go back into the economy and where you see it going in the final segment coming up. What is this big, I'm asking all the experts we have on, what is this big international crisis at the head of the Navy and the head of the Army and Joe Biden and Colin Powell all say is coming on the 21st and 22nd, but they can't and won't tell us what it is, but they know. A lot of our experts are saying they're going to launch some type of embargo against Iran, or Israel's going to threaten to go ahead and attack, or may go ahead and attack. Some are saying, first we said it was off the table, but now it's back on the table. Or is it the new Bretton Woods dollar devaluation or new global currency? What are you hearing, sir?
Well, I don't know what exactly you're talking about, but supposedly on the 15th of November, there's supposed to be an international economic summit, because our European allies have demanded a change in the international financial system.
All right, stay there, Dr. Roberts. Let's come back and talk about that on the other side of this quick break with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns.
All right, the final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Appreciate him joining us today. Take some final phone calls at the end of the show. Cover some other news. We haven't gotten to. To cover the economy a little bit after he leaves us. Here's Bill Gertz today, Washington Times. Mullen, military is ready to respond to transition terror attack. They believe Al-Qaeda or other countries. So you can read all his quotes here. It's up on Infowars.com. We have a link saying we're going to probably have another September 11th attack. We're going to test our president. Biden says there's going to be something happen right when he gets inaugurated and that it's going to test him and that it's not going to be popular with Democrats. You heard about Colin Powell on Meet the Press, you know, 2 weeks ago, I'm sure, saying that, you know, if it was when he endorsed him, he said he will be tested when he's inaugurated, the 21st or 22nd, with an international crisis that's manufactured. So, I mean, you're a news hound. You haven't heard about those?
Well, I keep hearing these claims that he's going to be tested by terrorists, but I don't believe that at all. And if there is any new 9/11, I would be highly suspicious that the terrorists had any responsibility for it. So
you would think you would look at it being staged like 9/11.
I think any of these events will be staged. Yeah.
All right.
And I don't see the point of staging one. unless they're going to use it not to let him be inaugurated. But since his government won't really be much different from the one that's in office now, I don't know why they would care whether he's inaugurated or not. I mean, it's the same. It's going to be the same crowd, the same group, the same interest groups doing the same thing.
All right, shifting gears back to the new Bretton Woods agreement. They're openly saying small group of international banks setting world policy. Stiglitz is saying it. They're all saying it. Basically, world government of and by, that's their words, the banks setting global carbon credit taxes paid to them. Do you think they're going to be able to get that coming up at this series of meetings?
No, because the United States and Europe no longer are undisputed leaders. The United States is busted and totally dependent on foreigners, primarily Asians and Arabs, to finance their consumption and the daily operation of their government, their wars, the defense budget. The Chinese and the Russians are not going to let themselves be put under the thumb of some kind of banking group. It's not going to happen. I think that what this November 15th meeting is about is the rest of the world serving notice on the United States that it's no longer going to be the one that calls the financial tunes, because the dollar needs international support, and Wall Street has shown that it's irresponsible and incompetent, and so its credibility is gone. So I think you're going to see people that what they're going to say is, look, we need to move to a reserve currency that's a basket of currencies in which the dollar plays a role but is no longer the dominant factor. So I think that's what's going to start. And so I don't know. I don't think the banks are going to take over. The Chinese are not going to let some stupid European bank conspiracy take over China, and certainly the Russians aren't. They almost had that, you know, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and they were struggling. They almost got taken over, but Putin ran them all out of the country, and I don't think he's going to let them back. So, and there's going to be so many problems here, from unemployment, from tent cities, from whatever the ridiculous policies that the Congress passes, that they're going to just have their hands full with troubles.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this question. Why do they keep saying, because you worked in the White House, you worked, you know, headed up the Treasury, you know, you've been, you know, part of it, different international bodies studying the Russian-U.S. relations. So you got your finger somewhat on the pulse of this better than I do. They keep saying to the liberal press, get ready, he's going to do things you don't like. He's going to do things internationally you don't like. He's going to do things militarily you don't like. And the press says, it's, you know, well, what is it? Well, we can't tell you. What is it they're talking about, or what do you think it may be they're talking about, that they're worried and getting the media and the population ready for it? That's all they talk about. There's probably 25 articles a day with even Merkel and Brown and Sarkozy. I mean, that's all they're talking about.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I really don't know. But all I can say is I don't think their power is very great, and I think the new, very heavily populated countries are going to carry the balance of power in the future. India and China, even possibly Brazil. These countries are on the rise. They're not going to put up anymore being bossed around by a bunch of dumb shit Europeans and Americans. They're just not going to.
Dr. Roberts, please, please. We got a lot of stations out there. But I guess you're the former head of the Treasury, so whatever. The point is, I'm even hearing this kind of talk on NPR now, so I guess things are changing. My point is, here's another example. I go on Russia Today, just like you do. I talk to Russians. They're trying to be free market. They hate communism. I talk to them. But then I go on Russia Today. I say it's wrong that we attack Georgia, Russia through Georgia in South Ossetia as a proxy. And then I have all these idiot neocons emailing me going, you work for the Russians, you're KGB. They're so childlike. You worked out some of the deals with the Russians there at the end of the Reagan administration to help bring down the Berlin Wall and the rest of it. Would you like to explain to them, from your perspective, who the Russians really are today, instead of just claiming they're a bunch of commies?
Well, they're not commies. I mean, Gorbachev was a commie, and he gave it up himself. So, no, they're not commies. They had 75 years of that, and it cured them. And, you know, if you look at the way their leaders speak, they speak the way we used to speak. They want international cooperation. They want international law. They want people to follow the rules. They don't want arms races. They don't want military adventures. They sound like our founding fathers. So they don't have any empire aims. And I think communism is a gone thing. It's gone even in China. They still have the Communist Party, but they're not communist in any policy sense or any political sense.
Well, they keep calling it socialism to bail out these banks, but I just call that a good old-fashioned looting or bank robbery. So, but if anybody...
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It was a heist. It was a bank heist. They took all that money, and they gave it to banks, and they're using it now to buy the banks. So the whole thing was a fraud, like everything else they've told us. You know, like 9/11, like Iraqi weapons of mass destruction, like Iranian nukes. They tell you stuff, get everybody all scared, and rush something through that it was pillage, yeah.
Well, that's my last question, sir, and then we're going to let you go, and we appreciate the time. I remember reading the banker bailout bill, and by the way, the final version had it, just in more legalese terms, about no one can review this, no one can look at this, it will be secret, no court can review it. Bloomberg reported correctly, Ron Paul's reported it's more like $5 trillion, they've already sucked about $1 trillion out. And now, even the New York Times reported, the head of Goldman Sachs in a conference call with another one of the big brokerage firms saying, oh, this is great. We're going to use this for bonuses and to buy other banks and insurance companies and other corporations. And no, we're not going to loan it out to the people and get the economy going. And they're so arrogant, just in front of reporters, they'll brag about it. It sounds like insane hubris. And then Goldman Sachs England took a £7.5 billion bonuses, 14 plus billion in dollars. And I mean, how... Again, every time I think I can't be shocked, it just goes to a new level of insanity.
That's right. You know, we're easy. We're people who are easy to con because they still trust the government despite everything they've seen and learned and witnessed. And whatever it tells them the next day, they'll believe that too. That's the whole problem, isn't it, Alex?
Well, I agree that some people are dumbed down, but they had 1,000-to-1 phone calls. Polls were 95, 98, depending on the poll, against the bailout. And then I had congressmen on. They were threatened with physical martial law by the executive branch if they didn't pass that a month ago. So, in a way, it's not even the people of the Congress now. I think it's just executive terrorism, and now Obama's announcing his whole cabinet, basically, and it's the same people.
Yeah, it's the same people, but still, where are they going to get the money? The economy's in recession. I mean, you know, you saw what the job report was today.
Yeah,
another 200,000 down. And even the rig way of measuring unemployment, they say now it's the highest in a couple of decades. So it's not a situation that's propitious for them. And the more they the more they do this, I think the more there'll be to pay at some point. But, you know, you can't say you're going to be a world power while you run the country into the ground.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. They had the greatest engine. Even if we were going to have a corrupt New World Order system, we had the, you know, the big empire, the wealth, the power, and they just, like a third world country, they're just looting it. So even from a position of wanting to have long-term power, it looks like what they're doing is bad.
That's right. You can't be a powerhouse if the rulers are running the country into the ground. It just, the two things are incompatible. So,
why was that decision made to do that? It wasn't done in the past in U.S. history.
I don't know. I just don't know, Alex. They don't call me up and tell me. I don't know. You know, the things that have happened don't make a lot of sense, and they don't really lead to any good result, even for the people doing it. So, you know, whether it's hubris, arrogance, hubris, stupidity, you know, why in the world did Napoleon march off into Russia? There was no reason for him to do that.
Why did Hitler go to North Africa?
Well, yeah, and why did he march off into Russia? I mean, people do things that are stupid, and, you know, they get drunk and drive their car and crash and kill a bunch of people, and, I mean, it's just, why they do things, you know?
Well, I guess it's because, like the PNAC said, we got the power, why not go for global domination? And that's what they're doing, and I think they're just so arrogant with all their hookers and money and power and all the yes men that I think they really still think that they're unstoppable.
Don't you think global domination came to an end in Georgia? It took the Russian soldiers a few hours to clear out the army we had trained and equipped. And don't you think it's come to an end in Afghanistan?
What about Israel and Hezbollah?
In Iraq, and Israel has tried twice to defeat Hezbollah and failed. And I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to dominate anything. And I think that's what the meeting on November 15th is about. The Europeans and the rest are going to tell us that we're going to dominate less, fewer things.
What do you see happening to the dollar when they do that?
Well, it'll be part of saving the dollar. It'll be part of, I mean, the dollar is going to be saved by being reduced. You know, it can't go on like it is. I mean, the Chinese themselves said, you know, one of my columns a week or so ago, I was quoting what the Chinese had to say about the dollar and all this. And they said, why in the world are we lending to the Americans so they can go on forever deeper in debt? And so everybody sees it, and I think the financial crisis has sort of made them think that it's time for them to rein it in. Obviously, the Americans aren't smart enough or willing to, so the rest of the world is going to rein it in, I think. I think that's what is, and it'll take a while. It won't happen immediately, and people will be excited. The Bush is gone, and they've got Obama, and he's the first Black American, and this proves the Americans aren't as racist as we thought, and maybe they're better in other ways than we thought, and maybe we need to give them a second chance.
But won't that goodwill turn into bitter poison if Obama pulls a bunch of stunts?
Right, it will. It will. And if it turns into bitter poison before they rescued us, then we're really going to have hard times here. Look, if you've got a $1 trillion budget deficit and foreigners won't lend you money, how do you finance it? You have to print money. And then you get into Weimar Germany. Now, how powerful was the Weimar Germany government? It wasn't powerful at all because it inflated everybody into nothing, and people hated it.
Well, a lot of economists say we've already done enough printing to pretty much cause that a few years down the road.
Well, no, nothing like what would be if they have to print the money to pay their bills. If they can any longer borrow from the Arabs and the Chinese and the Japanese and even the Russians. I mean, the Russians owned $100 billion of our Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgages. I mean, even the Russians are financing Americans' mortgages. I mean, the Chinese held $400 billion of American mortgages. So we can't even buy our own houses without foreign financing.
All right.
This is true. I mean, you have to realize it's not a superpower. It's a financially dependent country being run into the ground by a bunch of shysters.
No, I agree. I agree. And then,
So, you know, I don't think Obama will bring change, but I think the financial deterioration of the United States will bring change, and I can't say that what that change is going to be, whether we're going to pull our boots up and get to work in the right way, or whether we're going to end up in some kind of a worse pickle.
All right, Dr. Roberts, The Tyranny of Good Intentions is the book. Get it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Goodbye.
There he goes. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with us. Stay the course.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Don't forget, I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with the abbreviated Sunday edition, Central Standard Time. Be sure and join us then.
Ira Hayes.
We are back live,
Ira,
ladies and gentlemen.
Ira Hayes.
Have wide open phones again this Sunday. By the way, this stuff gets worse and worse with Obama. We're discovering by the minute. We should have done more research on this. We knew it was bad. Even the Albuquerque Examiner has the headline, Rahm Emanuel wants compulsory service for your kids. That's on the Obama website now. It says your kids are going to have to go serve the government. Youth brigades, tattletale squads. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And see, they know, though, they're going to have to brainwash kids wanting to be part of it. Let me tell you, look, teenagers with guns, just stay away from you little thugs in your little black uniforms. I mean, just stay away, you anti-American trash. This is total New World Order Nazism / communism. Folks, the news I'm looking at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I'm going to cover it all Sunday. If I have guests and cover and take calls, I won't have time. There's just hundreds of incredible things. This is all off the chart. We got about 4 minutes left. I want to bring Ted Anderson up with a gold and silver offer. And folks, understand, most people can't even get it at a 20, 30, 40, 50% premium. Ted has the national and international sources to get gold and silver because he buys it in bulk at spot. And then he even buys it when it's down, like it was a week ago, and now it's way up. And he sells it for what he got it for when it was down. You cannot find deals better than this. Believe me, I've looked. He has Indians. He has, well, Ted, real fast, tell them what you've got. Tell them the gold and silver you've got today.
Well, obviously, one of the very popular coins is that Augustus St. Gaudens designed the $10 Indian. Very beautiful piece, but at the same time, you get so much gold for your melt value, and you're not going to find it anywhere else, that's for sure. That coin currently right now is trading at a price of $673. It's a $10 Indian, and it's just, you can't beat it. I mean, that's the coin that was issued by Augustus St. Gaudens and Teddy Roosevelt era. It's a beautiful piece. I also have those $5 moderns and MS-70. I mean, these are slabbed coins issued by the U.S. Mint as collector. They're basically confiscation proof. The United States government can't call them bullion gold and take them from you because they sold them as numismatic. So they're at 384. That also is just a fabulous buy. Getting close to the melt value like you're talking about, the spot prices, that's the franc at 198 and the British sovereign at 241. Right now at this particular time, small gold makes an awful lot of sense. I mean, listen to Paul Craig Roberts. Some of these interviews just jack me up so much, Alex, I just can't believe
it. Well, by the way, I mean, for the most gold, for the least amount of money, it's the francs, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely hands down.
And then the next best deal is the sovereigns. You've got an insane deal on sovereigns. And to be clear, I bought two Indians yesterday because it's such a gorgeous coin. It's such a good deal on a collector coin. I bought two Indians yesterday afternoon from Ted because you can't find those anywhere near that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But the sovereign and the francs, those are probably per capita the best deal you're going to find anywhere in the country, but it's also a great deal on those Indians. 1-800-686-2237. And, Ted, there are going to be brokers there all weekend, even though gold's going up right now. You're going to be able to lock that in until Sunday?
Absolutely. We'll hold the prices for them.
And there's going to be people there how late every evening, the brokers?
Well, a lot of the times they're here till midnight, but, at least till 11 o'clock Central Time, you'll get somebody live to answer the telephone for you.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. What about silver?
Silver is also a great buy at this time. Still, the dimes are the best buy for the money. They're $1.69. You just can't. Again, small pieces of silver, small pieces of gold. Our economy is
800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right. Retransmission on the web starts now at InfoWars.com and rebroadcast around the country on the AM/FM shortwave. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.